I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. I instantly want to try to keep up with it, but I definitely can't.
Don't bother.
Not gonna. This is episode 44 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. I am Matt Mann. He is 9.
And that's the intro at full-on double speed.
Full-on double.
Yep.
Eventually, it's just going to erode away, and it just us come on talking.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the direction we're headed.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you listening to the show. Please, as we kind of started this tradition of, I guess, last week, at the beginning of the show, pre-saying thank you in advance for listening to the show.
Yeah, we've been doing that every episode, I think.
Yeah, but...
For all of them.
Yeah, but I realized last week that we say it at the end, but people can always tell when the conversation is kind of wrapping up, and they probably don't fully listen to the end.
I mean, at the beginning, we've been saying that since, like, episode 2. Episode 1, probably.
Why do you hate my guts?
I don't.
And like
but
almost everything that I say, I feel like it's some kind of asterisk you add.
It isn't that, but I don't want a bunch of people to blow up your social media and tell you that when I can just tell you now.
How would they blow up my social media?
Whereas they know you're at O'Matthew on everything.
Spell that. Please?
I don't know how. Is it O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W?
O-H-M-A-F-F. E-W.
That's what I said. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. That's what I said. I'm third grade spelling bee champ.
Did.
I beat the whole elementary school in third grade.
You beat the whole out of it?
No, I was in third grade, and I beat the whole elementary school, the entire elementary school in a spelling bee.
With a bee. W, I see. Yeah. Nice. Congratulations. And I did that in seventh grade.
You're a spelling bee champ, yeah.
Yeah, I did. But it was always pointed out that on the word that I won on was I'd spelled far harder words, but the one that I won on was cheese.
Yeah.
And I asked him to put it into a sentence.
What was the sentence? Do you remember?
It was something about a photographer might tell you to say cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was buying time. I was gloating. I don't know what the hell was going through my mind other than, holy crap, we're winning this sucker.
And my word is cheese.
And my word is cheese. And then I went to the district and lost on the first word. My family had to sit there for 2.5 hours. I'm on the stage for 2.5 hours under hot lights.
Do you remember that word?
It started with a P, and it wasn't Percocet, but it looks like it. Predicate, something like that.
Okay.
My sister will know. She always.
Yeah, she'll remember.
Mm-hmm. I knew how to spell it.
Precept?
Precipitate. Precipitate.
That's what it was?
Yeah, precipitate.
Okay, I bet you can spell it now, though.
Well. P-R-E-C-I-P-I-T-A-T-E.
If I had the bell, I'd give you a ding. That's correct.
Thank you. Well, you don't, so give me a dong. Episode 44. Thank you. If you'd like to reach out to 9 and say, hey, quit correcting everything that at O'Matthew says, which one do you want to highlight this week?
Man, I don't know. My Twitter, I guess. At Nuevo.
At Nuevo.
I'll do that. I don't want to do my Snapchat. This is 9 from TRG. N-I-N-E from TRG.
Yeah, and that silly thing that you do, they don't match because you're at Nuevo on Twitter. On Snapchat, you're at 9 from TRG. But then on Instagram, you're at Niner Ools.
9 Rules.
Niner Ools.
It's at 9 Rules.
It reads like Niner Ools.
It's not Ools. Ools would not be U-L-E-S. Ools would not, no.
Ools not a word.
It's 9 Rules. Ools would be O-O-L-S.
So episode 44.
I corrected you again.
You did. But I, you know, we have to at some point get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, we got time, man. We ain't doing nothing.
One thing at the...
I am excited to go home and eat some pork tenderloin when we're done.
What kind? I mean, I know it's pork, but do you have it marinated or is it...
It's a Smithfield. It was already marinated when I bought it on sale. It was. It's like the Applewood smoked bacon flavored pork tenderloin.
Those are great.
It's damn delicious.
They're very good, and yeah. It takes like an hour.
It's not even, man. I put it in air fryer 25 minutes. Boom, it's done.
Oh, I see. I haven't tried it with
25 minutes at 350. You're done.
Share that with me. Not the actual loin, but the recipe.
I just did.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
there you go again. What a dick. I'm not saying that about your any of your accoutrements. I'm saying that about you as a whole person.
This one was big, so it needed like 28 minutes. I had to stick it back in for a couple because the thermometer wasn't quite there yet. Okay. It was like 136, and I wanted it to at least 140.
Mm. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, man.
Great, a good bargain.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite cuts of meat to buy. Because the pork chops are the pork tenderloin, except this one is just the whole thing instead of already cut up. It saves a lot of money cutting it yourself.
Is that right?
I think so. I'm not positive.
It can't be right because a pork chop has bone in it.
Well, some of them do, but some of them are boneless pork chops.
What is a cutlet of chicken? What is that part of it? Does it mean like half a titty, half a breast?
Portion of the breast is a cutlet.
Yeah, that's at the time when I will choose to say the word breast.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how to describe it. I don't know that much
about
it.
They'd throw you out of Stack's Original if you said, I'll go with the cream corn, the macaroni and cheese, and give me the chicken titty.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that.
They wouldn't like that at all. I would be appalled by that myself. So the one thing I was going to say is...
You got any chicken gams? I want some chicken gams.
Oh.
Those legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm fine with that. This morning on the Rise Guys Morning Show, which is on 93.3 The Planet in Greenville, South Carolina, I said at the tail end of the show, I said, hey, we're going to go do episode 44 today. And you said, we're literally going to go in there and not know what we're going to talk about, which...
That was 30 minutes ago.
Roughly, yeah. And I said, well, we got to go in there and have some kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was me or the boy who said... You should tell the story about... Oh, it was Fat Boy said, you should talk about the litter box with your mom.
Oh, I mentioned that.
And he ran with it. There you go again.
Well.
You tell me that sometimes when your mom says things that are incorrect, you just nod along and just so it doesn't create problems. And you know that I have probably the same temperament of your mother.
Well, that's just because I don't want to deal with her. I like dealing with you.
Thank you. So that kind of led a little bit of traction, and Fat Boy's like, yeah, man, you've told that story in small little glimpses before, but never fully to the extent. And then I actually said, well, will you also go further on this story? And then you said, only if you go further on that story.
Yep.
So I think it's time to go further on them stories.
I think it is. I believe it to be.
And be nice to me throughout this. I'm here for you just as much as I'm here for myself.
I'll try.
Thank you.
I'll try.
So, what was the year? Which one do you want to tell? Do you want to tell the
litter box first? It came first chronologically anyway.
There you go.
The litter box would have been, I would say, 1998 or 9.
Okay. I was a freshman in high school,
mm-hmm.
or an eighth grader.
Yeah. This was not long after I had left Poe Mill.
You got out.
Moved away.
Survivor just like me.
Moved away. Well, I don't know. We wound up in an apartment complex that everybody in town has bought drugs at some point. Not that it's a bad one. It's just, you know, everybody's at least bought weed there.
They don't do credit checks, perhaps.
No, they do, I think. Oh. It's not like a bad apartment complex. It's just everybody's
bought. Maybe they just have ample parking.
Look, you can buy weed at any apartment complex. If it has a gate, you can go in there and buy weed.
Oh.
Yeah, every apartment complex has multiple weed dealers.
They flash the lights at them?
No, you just meet them somewhere and then realize, oh, man, I've been here before to do this.
Yeah, but what will I do to alert them that I'm there to purchase?
Well,
I might get a hooker come up.
You got to know them first. Usually you would like text them or call them or Snapchat them or something, you know, like that.
All right.
You got to know them already.
Okay.
But
I don't know if a lady comes up and says, hey, you're looking for a good time, and then she says, do you want some blow?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that question, but the answer is yes to both.
But in this place, man, I mean, you could throw a rock and hit it. It's convenient. But
that's
but,
great.
Thank you. But I know you get it. But so yeah, that's where I was living with my mom, and I was 12 or 13, 14 at the oldest, but I was 12 or 13, probably 13. And I was, man, I was sick. All right, and this, we had two bedrooms and one bathroom in this apartment, and we didn't really have much like furniture or anything. We were pretty down and out at this point, pretty bad off, really, pretty dirt poor, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a rough time. It was a rough patch, you could say.
Hot times.
Yeah, I mean, this is after the mill house got foreclosed on. That was that's some stuff there.
That's the man. That's a part that like really we've never like, not that you necessarily want to, but like at least with my parents, they sold the house at profit.
Only reason I'm over to Poe Mills because we got kicked out of the house.
I know. Like you might would still be there. Perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
The only reason I got to move out was because of that.
Tell me that I'm right and that you would still be there.
Possibly.
Okay. I prefer that to your maybe all the time.
Well, you said I might be. I'm like, yeah, possibly.
Dirt poor. There's a cat, at least, I know, because there's a litter box being talked about.
Yeah, it was a cat. I had a cat. His name was Mad Dog. He was a real angry cat. That's why I named him Mad Dog.
Named him after Vershawn?
Yeah, he was an angry cat. He was Luna violent. Daddy. You couldn't really pet him. He wanted to scratch and bite a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he had his litter box in there, and he ran away one day, but at this point we still had him. He had his litter box in there in the laundry room, and man, I was very sick. I had like stomach virus, stomach flu, something like that. So I was in the bathroom.
Coming out of both ends?
Yes, absolutely both ends. I had the trash can, and I was seated on the toilet, the commode. And I had the trash can, and I was doing both, a lot of both. I was very, very, very sick, and my mom really, really, really had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
But I wasn't like remotely anywhere near done. You know, I mean, I was going to be a while.
And we won't mention her nickname Moose for anonymity's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So my mom really had to go to the bathroom. And I mean, I didn't know, what are you going to do? You go to the clubhouse of the apartments? Maybe there's a bathroom in there with the gym and the pool and stuff. I'm sure there's a bathroom. But, you know, that's not exactly all that close from where we were in the complex. And what are you going to do, go up the street? I mean, it's a ways from there, where that place is, to get to the nearest gas station. Back then was at least 5 minutes away, probably more than that.
You're talking about for her.
Yeah.
You're there.
I'm already there, and I can't leave at the moment, or it's going to be real bad.
Now, and it sounds like you're alluding that she had to also go number two.
Yes.
Because that's one thing that really, you know, people think when you talk about this stuff, you're being graphic. But, what you know, generally speaking, when a man has to go number one, PB, we can find a way to make it happen.
There's a sink, if nothing else.
Or a bottle. You'll chug the rest of that sun drop and fill it up.
Yeah, better be a Gatorade, man.
But with a woman. Yeah.
Need that wide mouth.
Yeah. Well, I had a 3-liter bottle. Really bad. But with a woman, I mean, it's not the same situation. And that's where I say again, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I really, really am. I'm sorry. But
anybody who has to sit down and do their thing, don't you know? You need a facility.
Doesn't matter. Man, woman, or child.
You need a facility for that. Yeah. So I mean, what? We don't have like a bucket or anything. We certainly don't have anything like that. We barely have any. I mean, we didn't have any living room furniture or anything. You know, like we just didn't have much of anything at all.
You had a TV
in that place. Yeah, I had a TV still somehow.
Of course.
I had to have something.
I know.
It had just been me in a room with a mattress on the floor.
Yeah. The TV at that point was kind of a piece of furniture anyway for us because it was a big piece of wood.
Yeah. Instead, it was me in the bedroom with a mattress on the floor and a TV. Mm. So I had those things.
Nice.
And I still had one of my video game consoles I already had, too, from before.
Priorities.
N64 or something. Well, I mean, what, are they going to pawn it? No, I got to have something.
Right.
That's mine.
No, of course.
This is my Christmas.
Yes.
It never got so bad that my Christmas presents got pawned, thankfully.
True.
But
and you had a cat, I assume, because there was a litter box.
Yeah, I had a cat, and, you know, I had a friend. But
Mad Max.
Mad Dog.
Yes.
Mad Dog the cat. So we don't have a bucket or anything really, and what's the best idea my mom has for where to pop a squat?
On the cat.
Well, no, he wasn't in there at the time, but luckily, he wasn't in the litter box, so it was freed up. So I was in the bathroom. Oh, litter box was available, so she went in the litter box.
You know, what else would you do? I mean, look, I think of instantly the movie Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
With Megan, whatever, McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy.
That's
I always want to call her Megan Mullally. But, you know, she's got her stomach's tore up, food poisoning, whatever. She has to take a dump in the sink. And I remember thinking, like, that's so gross. But what else would you do? So if there had been
you
a litter
limited
box.
Limited options.
Yes. If there had been a litter box in Bridesmaid's bathroom at the wedding dress store, by God, she would have took a dump in the litter box rather than the sink.
Absolutely. What else are you going to do? That's what you're going to do. That's the only thing you can do.
My question is, what? Had there not been a litter box, would your mother had bust into the door and popped into the sink?
She couldn't have got up that high. She's a very short woman. She couldn't have got up that high. She couldn't have hopped up on the sink in the bathroom or the kitchen.
Well, aren't you kind of surprised? Was there a stunt dumper? Melissa McCarthy couldn't pop up on that sucker. They probably had lifts.
I bet she could.
CGI kind of deal.
I bet she did.
Well, so she goes into the litter box.
Yeah. And what are you going to do besides use the litter box? And then she's seen the cat do it enough times that, she did her
she
thing.
Learned.
And covered it up. What about her business?
That's not true.
You got to cover it up.
Well, and I'm not saying she didn't cover it up, but she just went like, she went and there's some paperwork done, no?
I don't remember, man. I imagine so. But by the time I got out of the bathroom and I was sick, there was nothing like that around. The paper wasn't there, but I sure enough went in the laundry room because I had to see this in the litter box before it got put away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm speechless for a second, man.
You have to. It's a human thing in a litter box.
Like,
you have
I've
to go look at that.
I've known this story since I've known you, I feel like.
Yeah.
But never to this detail.
You have to go look. Tell me you wouldn't go look.
No, I'm not talking about that. Yes. I turn around and look at some of my own sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, God, that really hurt.
Yeah.
But the fact, and this isn't, look, if this was about my mom or anybody, you feel free, but like, the fact that she just covered it up and let, to me, I know that cat stuff would sit there and it's covered, but when
it stink
it's,
worse too.
When
Jesus.
It's human one,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you just go about. I feel like then you would instantly clean that litter box out.
Or you gonna clean? I mean, it's a human turd. So she would. She. I mean, after I got done in the bathroom, it got flushed. Is what I'm saying. So before I got done, it couldn't have got flushed. There was nowhere to flush it. And you don't just want to put that in your trash can because then you might as well just go sit on your trash can and go. If you just throw it in your trash can, I mean, you might as well just hockey in there, man.
What do you think? I don't know. I know all those homes had the same floor plans, but had there not been a cat, what do you think would have happened?
I don't. Probably just would have had to go in directly into the trash can.
Son, come out here. Bring the hose pipe.
Yeah. We didn't have a hose pipe. It was apartments.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Car wash. Common area.
Yeah. You'd have to go over there and use that hose pipe.
Don't look at me that way. I had a cake explode.
I think we had a shower.
Seems like we probably had a shower.
Like we had a shower.
Yeah. You had a shower. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was definitely an odd situation. And I like to think that not many people have had that happen in their life, but I have.
But you have,
I don't think that's made me the man I am today or anything, but it certainly was an interesting experience to go through.
Well, the story about, I mean, not in great detail, but there was a kid when we lived at Poe Mill that his grandmother lived next door to us. So he would come over like once a month. The first kid I ever knew was a product of divorce, and I asked him so many questions.
Yeah.
Do you ever see your daddy? All this stuff. And so he'd come to his grandma's, and he was the kid who, I don't know what you would have called it in the 80s, but, you know, a little impaired of some kind, mm-hmm. Special needs, things. I hung out with him, whatever. Well, he took a dump in our yard, and... And like my mom, like it was okay. So it's that kind of dynamic of if a cat took a dump and they're covered up, you'd leave it until it got to the certain place. You got to do it.
But yeah, you would.
It's a human being, so same kind of thing. Well, if a dog came in, we had a dog, Rufus, mm-hmm. and Samson and Delilah at one point. Those were the ones that I witnessed their murder.
Yeah,
murder by car.
Hit by car.
It was murder. I feel like it was premeditated, but. That kid comes over and takes, my mom would never allow, and I think I'm sure that she knew that there was some kind of, she would maybe call elevator not going to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Sharpest knife in the drawer.
I get you. I think people understand.
She would not allow the child, now I could go over to his grandma's apartment and hang out, but she'd never let the child in our yard in fear that the child would take a dump in our yard again.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing about it is...
Once it happens once.
Pulls up his dungarees, and we went back to swinging on my rope.
Yeah.
Had a rope on the tree.
Old dungarees.
You believe it held me?
Yeah. Were your parents weird about having guests using bathrooms and stuff?
No.
Because when I was growing up, man...
People would knock on your door, ask to use your bathroom at Poe Mill.
My parents didn't... Like, they didn't want anybody using the bathroom at the house.
See, I think
I don't know why. It was weird. I mean, if you come to my house and you're like, hey, can you go to the bathroom? Well, yeah, help yourself.
Oh, you're talking about like your friends.
Yeah. Dude, my parents didn't want people using the bathroom.
I don't know what it was, but when we lived there at Poe Mill, that Poe Mill, for those of you who haven't listened to the show or not from around this area, a textile mill hill,
mm-hmm.
not the best area. At one time, flourishing, now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But
for the last 40 years, ooh.
I think part of it is because my mom was the music director of the Baptist church, which was literally a block from our home. So I think she feared that if someone came up and said, can I use your restroom, and is a complete stranger,
mm-hmm.
that A, they might say, well, you're the music director at the church. Or she might say to herself, what if that's the Lord in the form of a homeless person
who needs to stink up
our home?
He needs the hockey.
This could like the manger, you know? You would have to go into a manger.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I think that's the way she lived. So she always let people come and use it. We had one.
Yeah, just one. All those houses had one bathroom.
One. Oh, and that may have been what makes me the way I am now, where I still hover.
Yeah.
When I go to take a shit in public.
Mm-hmm. Might be.
Not in public, but at a public restroom.
It's in public. Public bathrooms implies in public, right?
You make me very comfortable in here. The lighting. I want to put my legs up on the morning show. I just feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a fun little thing. Okay.
Man, I was in Rock Hill at a wrestling show last weekend.
PWX,
yeah. And the place where they run at the gymnastics facility there, Rock Hill Gymnastics, they have a lot of room, and it's a nice place, but the bathroom is a single stall, one at a time.
Really?
Yep. So, but outside, because again, they run a pretty good show.
They don't have a urinal either?
No, it's just one bathroom, because it's usually like a gymnastics facility.
I struggled with saying urinal.
Yeah, but luckily they have two porta-johns outside. And not everybody knows they're there, so there's no line for those, but there's a big long line inside to use the one actual bathroom, right?
A lot of people don't know they're there. How often are they serviced?
Well, they're clean. They brought out for the events whenever they run once a month or however often they're there.
Nice.
So they're clean. They've just been brought out the day before or that day, and nobody's really used them before that.
Okay.
So big, long line inside, right? I'm outside in a porta-john in a thunderstorm, and there's people standing around under the covered area, like the smoking section where people are taking a break during intermission to go smoke and standing around and talking and stuff. And, man, you know, I told you I'd eaten the little tiny hamburgers.
Yeah. He ate a bag of them.
Yeah. So, well, I'd eaten half a bag at this point, but the gas is just hitting in.
And luckily for me, dude, everybody there would have heard me in that thing. But luckily, the thunder was camouflaged. So I'm trying to time it out in time with the thunder. When the thunder's rumbling, that's when fireworks. I'm like, yeah, okay, now I can go.
I've done that with fireworks and farting before.
Right? Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah. I mean, I was timing out just these explosions of gas
in time with
the rumbling thunder to cover myself and the sound I was making. Because you know how it reverberates and bounces and echoes boom, and boom, sounds boom, funny yeah. inside a port-a-john, rattling the plastic. For everybody to hear.
3:30 in the morning. Not a soul inside.
That's fun. Oh, it's comfy now.
Yeah, I did that. See, put your feet
I'm
up.
I'm laid back.
Yeah.
If this chair breaks, I'd probably die.
No, you wouldn't die.
I might.
That back right now it's been through hell.
It has.
You just take a hardcore back bump.
No, I mean, I'm like laying on my neck. What I'm saying, I'm at a bad ankle.
You know what? I think I see that you got some cushion back there on the back of your neck. You'd be fine. Like
I probably
me.
Would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This thing here.
Well, I don't know why I am the way I am about that. As far as like using public restrooms, sitting down on them.
You just don't like to have fun.
What's fun about that?
Well, what's fun about holding it?
I don't hold.
Well,
it.
What's out. Fun about hovering? Ain't no fun.
Well, I don't know it.
You tell, ask my quads and hamstrings how much fun hovering is.
They're sweating right now, actually.
No, they're not right now. They're fine. It's cold as hell in here.
It feels great. If you sat here and just calmly just started talking to me,
I could go to sleep in this room. Asthma. This room is quiet, and it's nice, and it's comfortable.
Why don't we just come in here and just put on something that would kind of, a recent edition of Monday Night Raw, just sit back and take a snooze and just see and record it and see what we talk about in our sleep. That could turn into a hell of a podcast.
Maybe, or we might just not say much, you know?
Well, it could be.
Could be a very quiet time.
Okay, so part of the barter deal was you say that story in full detail, which you did,
mm-hmm.
in dramatic fashion. Again, another one I'd like to see animated. But you said, okay, if I tell that story and this story, you got to tell this story. And I was like, okay, deal. But which is better in the chronological order or the placement of it here?
I don't really think it matters, man, either way. I honestly think yours is the end of your story is the funniest.
Well, that's a good point. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we should end on – I think I should go first because mine's weird and yours is funny.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and that was the way it worked in the order because I said, okay, if you tell that one, will you also tell the one about the animal?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, yes, only if you tell the one about your dad. And I said, okay, deal. Okay.
Yep.
Deal.
Now, this is fast forward till I'm about 15 years old living in Anderson. My parents are back together, not married. They are married, but they're not romantically involved. They're just married because my dad can have health insurance. And they're cohabitating, living in the same place in a big double-wide mobile home in Anderson.
They were married and divorced 3 times.
Divorced twice, married 3 times.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. To each other. Go, yeah. To each other.
To each other.
To each other. Yeah. So, yeah, we're down there, and I don't know where my dad was at this point. He might have been gone doing something. I don't know if he still had 2 legs, if he was down to just 1 at that point or what. But anyway, he wasn't around, and my mom was probably sleeping because she was working nights as a nurse, and she just generally sleeps a lot when she's not working, always has, always did. Basically work and then sleep, and if you're off for 3 days, sleep for 3 days, that mm-hmm. kind of schedule, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she did it, but she did it. But anyway, so, I'm hanging out. 15. What do you do when you're 15?
I was actually going to answer it, and it was the right answer.
What is your number one hobby when you're a 15-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
One-eyed gopher.
Everybody knows, man. So.
But here's the thing. I've often wondered this, but never felt like the temperament was right to ask, and not that you're going to have the answer for it, but were women the same way?
I have no idea. I've never been a teenage girl.
I realize that. You were a teenage witch one time. I remember that for mm-hmm. Halloween, but yeah. I'm saying, like, was that the thing that they would go do?
I don't know. Some of them probably.
I'm afraid to ask. I'm talking about women my age now, but then.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Ask them.
Addo Matthew.
Maybe.
I don't feel comfortable asking you, so you just tell me the answer.
Yeah, just answer the question. So, yeah, so, you know, I'm, you know, hanging out in my room. I had my own room, and I had my own bathroom and stuff at this place.
Again, we've
come a long way from the apartment complex.
The floor has carpet on it. It's no longer dirt.
Yeah, it did. It was much nicer. That apartment we had was in a basement. This is an actual, like, home with, you know, windows and actually, I had two bedrooms because I had my bedroom, and then I had the bathroom, and then it connected to another bedroom nobody claimed. So I'm like, well, I want that room, too. I'll just put stuff in there unless we need it.
You had a sun deck?
I don't think there was a deck. There's a porch, but not like a deck. You know, not highfalutin or nothing.
I see.
It's a lot better than the dang apartments.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm hanging out, and I'm just, you know, getting bored. Browsing the internet probably in the dial-up modem days. Dial-up. Yep. And watching TV. I had the TV in my room and watched a bunch of movies and stuff. And then I don't know, probably watching some like something on Cinemax late at night or Showtime late at night or something like that.
You're so good at telling, because I was about to say, did you just say, I'm bored, I want to go masturbate, or were you watching something that nature started nudging at you?
Yeah. Well, then eventually, you know, there's eventually it's what happens. You watch something on Cinemax or Showtime late at night. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to take care of some stuff. You have some business to tend to.
Otherwise, it'll keep you up all night.
Yeah.
Because I sleep on my tummy, and, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, you couldn't do that at all. So in order to be, I get just to minimize having, you know, any kind of cleaning process that would happen after the fact, right? I would sometimes go into the bathroom there, private bathroom, right? And I would just kind of direct things to the bathtub. And then, you know, just, you know, either like, I'm going to take a shower soon, or just go ahead and rinse the tub out, or whatever needs to happen. You know, it's the convenience.
Describe the look on my face right now.
I can't. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I've never heard this part.
That's how the whole thing happened, because that was convenient. That was a more convenient way than anything else. It really was, in my mind.
Not judging you. I am.
You are. What would you have done?
In the toilet.
That would make sense, yeah, but this toilet's nasty.
The shower?
What? What's that? Come on. It's...
I don't know. I'd fear I'd slide down.
Well, no, it's going to be clean time you get in there.
Your poor mother cleaned that shower.
No, she didn't clean nothing. She ain't never cleaned a damn thing.
Jesus. Did it ever stop?
No, but the toilet did one time.
I would believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bad, too. It was real bad.
I don't doubt a word coming out of your mouth.
You shouldn't. So anyway, the thing is, man.
And why would you make that up?
Right at the worst possible moment, the point of no return. You know where that is. Okay. There's a moment where there's nothing else you can do. It's over with. It's done with. You have about a second and a half to react, and then there's nothing else you can do.
Point and you can't stop it, because they say that'll screw up your prostate. It's
physically impossible.
Yeah.
So anyway, right at that moment, what happens? My cat. Speaking of teenage witch, his name was Salem. He was a black cat. Good cat. Great cat. Act like a dog. So at that exact moment, the cat jumps up and walks along the edge of the bathtub.
Old school Undertaker.
Precisely into the line of fire. It was absolutely unavoidable. Nothing anyone could have done about it. There's just nothing I could do. Nothing. At the precise moment, there he is, jumping up right in the way.
You ever see, in a movie,
when somebody dives in front of somebody and takes a bullet for him? It was like that.
I was thinking Hidden Tiger, Crotch Dragon, whatever it is.
That's the one, yeah.
Crouching.
No, you were right the first time.
God.
And then, yeah.
I've known this story.
Yeah.
But if there's more to add to that, please, I do have a very in-depth follow-up question.
Oh, you go ahead and ask a question if you want to.
Now, we learned about the story of your mom defecating in the litter box and just going about her business.
Yeah.
When this happened with the cat, did you just go about your business?
No, I got her.
Son, look at the size of this fur ball.
I got a washcloth and some warm water and a little bit of hand soap. But he didn't. He's a cat. He don't like getting wet. He didn't like that. He ran away from me after I didn't do it good.
Son, I think he got electrocuted. His hair won't set down.
No, it was. What happened to the cat? He's got a cow lick.
Oh, my God. Oh, there I go again. I hate snort laughing.
He got it, though. Because the cat had a cowlick, man. But it wasn't a cowlick.
Oh, my God, man.
It was not, in fact, but it was a cowlick.
And
I mean, cats run around looking like alfalfa, man.
Oh, my God.
The cat looking like alfalfa.
Oh, my God, man. I would be scared to death, first of all, to have my privates out around an animal with claws. I would just be afraid they would look at it and think it's a big toy.
Well, cats are evil, but he was a very good cat.
I was going to say Slinky, but no way.
No, that was a good cat there. He was a damn good cat. I felt terrible about that, but again, it was unavoidable. Never happened again.
Well, it...
Now I live with two big dogs, and when I come out of the shower in the morning, there they are in the bedroom.
That's never been any kind of...
They never have bit me, no.
No, but ever...
No. They don't get in the way like that. They would never. They're polite.
You think they, like, realize, like, what's going on?
I don't know. Never asked them. I'll ask them when I get home.
Do you ask them not to look at you?
No, not really.
You just keep throwing the ball to get their distraction?
Yeah.
They're looking at me. We're making eye contact with me.
They're always naked. What? It's like I can't walk around naked if they're not. If they're always naked.
You should actually disrobe just to make them feel more at home.
Yeah, I mean, really, because they just wear a collar and nothing else. And they act like they're really naked when you take the collar off of them.
I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, unless my timing is off. And I know, for God's sakes, you'll tell me if it is. Furman had won the national championship for whatever division they played in. I believe the year was 1988.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of along the same thing of, hey, man, kind of got the run of the house kind of deal. Now, my thing was, I don't know what this was about, but me and a friend of mine that will not be named would walk this certain road near his home, mm-hmm. and we would find littered pornography.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I'm not talking about, I mean, it's still gross to think somebody had it and rifled around with it and slung it out the window.
Yeah.
But were not water damaged. These were like fresh books, in a sense.
Yeah.
And we would go and pillage these and then separate them and whatever. So I developed this technique where I knew my mom. I learned from movies and stuff, never put it under your mattress. Mom's
going to look under
and
there.
And occasionally, some moms will flip the mattress.
Yeah, they will.
I did not. Well, so I developed this scheme that I saw one of the corners of my carpet had been coming up off of the wood floor. So I decided to pull it up even more, and I would then put my pornography magazines under the carpet.
Under the carpet, okay.
It worked great. I had them in there for I don't say years, but maybe a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary and Angel, my mom and my sister, had went to do a little shopping. And my daddy says, he went and got a bunch of mulch. He says, Matthew, I'm going to be in the backyard spreading mulch. Why don't you come out here and help me? I'm like, all right, daddy, I will in a little while. I mean, if they had told me, no, get your fat ass out here and help. It's like,
but it was
all
always
right,
it was
Matthew,
an option, yeah.
Five more minutes, daddy. All right, man. Like, oh, you should have been on my butt.
No, the baby boomer generation of Southern parents, a lot of them, mine included, encouraged laziness.
And overeating.
Yeah.
They would get pissed,
yeah,
if you didn't have seconds.
Oh, yeah. They'd feed the hell out of you and encourage laziness. Yep.
I had a particular issue that was, again, I think the guy that maybe purchased it, maybe as a woman, bought it and said, yeah, I can't understand this. This is in French, slung it out the window. It was in very good condition. It was called, for years it called it Oi magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it's Oui. Oui. French magazine.
Yes.
And it had it was my go-to. There was like this fold-out that had like six girls completely naked. They were European girls. They still had that 80s body. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like the shapely and everything.
Oh, yeah, man.
That was my go-to. Well, so my father was in the backyard spreading mulch. So I decided to go into my room and lock the door and pull back the carpet and pick a nice magazine. Of course, went with the Oi magazine with the six girls in it. And I don't know how I can put this. I just started going to town on myself.
Of course you did.
I was manipulating myself in the in my bedroom. I had a waterbed that I'd busted the water, thumbtacks got in my waterbed, so my parents just went and got a regular mattress and stuck it down in the thing. But it was perfect to sit on because
yeah,
it was like a bench.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there going to town on myself. What I did not realize is that my daddy had spread all the mulch in the backyard.
Mulch hasn't been spread.
It was time to spread the mulch.
He's spreading mulch, you spreading seed.
Well, you talked about, or I talked about, the moment ago when you maybe look over and one of your dogs is looking at you.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I am, again, going to town on myself, occasionally looking down at the six girls. They were beautiful. Occasionally, I look up at the time because I figured about what time Mary and Angel would be home.
Yeah.
In this rotation of clock to magazine, clock to magazine, something in my peripheral caught my attention. So I looked to the left. And with the magazine laying on my bed, my former waterbed, with one eye on the clock on the wall and my hand in myself. Yeah. I mean, not in myself. On. Me in my hand.
Yeah.
The other would be far scarring. My father was standing outside my window. And he didn't like, oh, yeah. I can't look, it was such a moment that I don't know who looked away first. I imagine I did.
He might have.
I don't know. All I remember is quickly, I don't know why I closed the magazine first before I put myself back into my shorts and then closed the blinds. But that was the orientation of it. Close the magazine. Oh, maybe he won't know that it's porn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else? If I'm looking at Bass Pro Magazine, that's even worse.
Yeah, it is.
So I close the magazine, put myself back in my pants, and then close the blinds. Now, I'm sure as hell not ever going to say, hey, Daddy, did you see me in there whacking off?
No, you're not going to say that. No, you're never going to say that. But wasn't there an issue over like a poppy seed roll or something?
Finally, Mary and Angel came home from spending my dad's money, or their money, and we go to eat at a restaurant. Should I say?
Was it a poppy seed roll?
Yeah, sure was.
Well, either they know or they don't. I wouldn't specify.
Go to a restaurant, and they're known for these poppy seed rolls. They're little tiny things.
Those things are delicious.
Like donut holes.
Yeah, they are. They're like a savory, but not like a sweet one, like a savory donut hole.
Wonderful.
They are delicious.
Well, I think we'd had two baskets full, so there was four of us. So we probably got two or three apiece. I don't know. We were a heavier set family. And there was
heavier
a
heavier set family.
There was a poppy. We were a husky family. There was a poppy seed roll left in the basket, and I knew my hamburger steak was on its way.
Well done.
Yes, but not smothered in onions. I hated that.
It's so mushroom gravy, man.
My hand goes into the basket. And he didn't stab me, per se, but his fork went into the top of my bird and pinky finger. Not stabbed into, but just like almost like...
touching.
Oh, boy. That's what he said. Yeah. Oh, boy, that's my role. And I was like, but Daddy's like, oh, boy, I could say something right now that would have you under this booth. That's my role.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He'd be hiding under the table.
I don't know that I would have fit with all them big husky legs under there, but boy, probably I would have tried.
You would have tried. You would have run away.
And I know my...
You'd have took off under the peach and through the field.
I know my... No, this was the one that was on Wade Hampton. I know my mom. She didn't do it at that moment, but I can almost imagine that when they got home, hey, Phil, what were you talking about when you almost stabbed Matthew with that fork? You said him, you kept calling him oh boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, I don't know what he said.
A great moment.
I almost feel the need to ask her now. Was there ever any issues with
did he ever sell me out on that?
Or anything like that. But I like to think that he didn't, because I know the one story that he took to his grave. And so I think with that one, he wouldn't have done it either. But I have, and this is my analogy here. You mentioned an apartment complex earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one, similar kind of thing, where they had a pool and they had a hot tub.
Yep.
And if you knew somebody lived there, you knew the code, so you'd go there anytime. We would always get in the pool and sit there get in the hot tub and get real hot and steamy, and then jump into the pool to get that instant kind of, whoo.
Yeah.
Erection? I've never seen... You ever seen them old silo that they're going to demolish?
Oh, yeah.
Now it just, like, once they blow the bottom out, it just instantly just goes.
Yeah.
That was my situation. I've never went from 0 to 60 back to 0. And I think I climbed up inside myself that day.
Probably did.
It taught me a major, major lesson.
Turtle action.
The lesson was... Always close the blinds.
Always close the blinds. Yeah.
Always close the blinds.
You got to close the blinds.
In fact, I think I even got down on my knees on the floor in fear. I was, Daddy, let me spread the mulch in the front yard. I'll do it.
I'll do it all.
Theo, why does he always want, don't ask Mary. He'd be under the table if I said it right now. It was the most embarrassing situation with my father one-on-one ever, and I've done all kind of crazy wacky stuff. And when I say wacky, I don't mean any puns.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But you know, it was just the most. But could it have been worse? Yeah, it could have been my mom.
Yeah, that would have been. That would have been worse.
She would have had me go talk to like the head of deacons or something.
Yeah, you definitely would have been. Yeah, there would have been church action over that.
I would have had to go rededicate my life or something.
Uh-huh. I'd have lost your perfect attendance in Sunday school over that.
Yes. Yeah, you don't deserve a pin in there. Going to town on yourself.
Going
I don't even know what she would call
it. I don't know.
Like, she wouldn't use the M word.
Oh, I got one. Oh, such as that.
That's kind of a little more bougie than she is.
Bougie, my family's all such as that.
I don't know what she
such as that.
Pleasure. Bougie at all. Pleasure in yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's
doing all
self-gratification. I don't know what she would call it. And I don't like to even think about that, so let's change the subject real quick. But that was the most, more than any embarrassment I ever had around friends, girls. That was absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's the top of the list, man.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, in case you're curious, I remembered the movie I was watching that night. The very movie I was watching that night with the incident with the feline.
You're not going to tell me that it was Cats, are you?
No.
Tom and Jerry?
Playmate of the Apes.
Playmate of the Apes.
Playmate of the Apes.
Charlton Heston in that one as well.
Misty Monday and Darian Kane.
Darian Kane. That's a name I remember.
Yep.
And that's a guy.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. He looked like David Copperfield.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, sure enough did. Yeah, it came out in February 26, 2002. So it would have been like spring or summer of that year that this happened.
Yeah.
In 02.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was the one.
Yep, Playmate of the Apes, Misty Monday, and Darian Kane. And yeah, man, there's a lot of people listening right now. Oh, man, I remember Darian Kane
now. Darian Kane. It's weird, though. We can't remember the women's name, but we remember the guy's name.
Darian Kane is a lady.
Oh, it is? Well, yeah. Is Darian Kane a man? You said yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was reading something, I guess, and missed that. Oh. My bad.
Well, now I got to start re-asking you a bunch of questions.
No, Darian Kane's a lady.
Oh, okay. Then I'm thinking of Danny DeCane, I believe.
Maybe you are.
Yeah. That's a good looking guy.
Danny DeCane was a girl, too.
It was girls. Wasn't Danny DeCane a group of girls?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. You're thinking of Big Daddy Kane.
You are. The wrestler, not the rapper.
We'll end it at that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, before I start talking about the Lord of the G-Strings.
That's another one?
Yeah.
That would be a fun job.
I'd love to have the same people in it.
I think that I could go to Hollywood or
yeah,
I
same
guess,
cast, man. Darian Kane and Misty Monday.
Probably West Hollywood, and I could go to like, my job would be a porn consultant, and that I could come up with cool pun names.
Oh, those were great, man. They, I mean, people really wearing the ape costumes. I mean, we went all out. It was wacky little movies.
Pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pun right. intended.
Absolutely on that
Pulling
one.
Pulling the pud. That's what my daddy would say.
Uh-huh.
But if he did, I'd be under this table right now.
Yeah.
Jimmy, that was fun.
That was fun.
I love having embarrassing moments that we can later profit from in real life.
Yeah, I like our embarrassment. Our embarrassment's fun stuff, man.
Yeah. We appreciate you listening to the show. That was episode 44 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Please subscribe if you haven't. Share it with a friend. Leave a comment or whatever you would like to do. And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.